this thing that you're doing now makes me feel so awful, and so I need you to do something different so that I can feel wonderful. So to them, it feels like your behavior, if they could solicit it from you, would make them feel more secure. But as they solicit that behavior from you because they need it to feel more secure, your toes of freedom get trampled. So when someone else needs to be made secure by asking you to do something different, it never works out, because freedom is at the very core of your being. So you could say to this person, it's your job to hold me in your mind's eye in a way that keeps you feeling good. And if you're able to do that, we're going to be happily ever after together. But if my behavior has to change to your whims, then one of us is going to be unhappy, because it can only be one of two ways under those conditions. I'm going to have to feel not free, or you're going to have to feel insecure. And the only way I can feel free is to be in alignment with who I am, which means I'm following that calling, not your calling. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? So many people, they want to feel good, and in the beginning, they're better at looking at things that make them feel good. All relationships are better in the beginning because people are looking for things that make them feel good. Then once the relationship gets going and a few things happen where they don't feel that good, then they sort of get gun-shy and they start looking for things that make them feel bad. We're going to say the same thing to you that we said to our mother of four earlier, and that is, you just can't stand on your head in enough different ways to keep even one happy, let alone four. You can't stand on your head in enough different ways to keep them happy. And the sooner you give that up and let them find a way to be happy, you don't serve anyone by feathering their nest. There are so many people that would say, oh, you're a really good partner in a relationship, or oh, you're a really good parent, or oh, you make a really good lover because you really tend to the needs of your partner in a very powerful way. And we say, you do not serve anyone at all when you cater to their insecurities. You serve them when you reach for your security, which comes from alignment, and then you encourage them to do the same thing. Want to take it further?
Well, my thought was with the one specific relationship I go back to, she was a Mormon, and the differences between us are, you know, night and day as far as the way we go about our devotion to God or our spiritual journeys. What makes it difficult?
The way you go about it is different, but what you're each reaching for is the same.
Exactly. I always tried to, well, I guess, yeah, try is the wrong word. You know, I try to convey that, you know, we're all after the same thing. We're all after wanting a successful family, a happy family, to feel comforted, to feel loved. And how we do that is different. But with her, I felt such a sense of being alive and such a sense of, like, you know, I can't feel this, or I haven't felt this with anyone else, so this is something special. This is something where we both want to improve together. We both had plans of a family together. How do you know that it's just not, you know, that that's not the right person, or do you believe that there is a right person for you?
As you come forth into your physical experience, you come as clusters, meaning many of you come forth with the intention of interacting one with another. There is not one person that you have set forth that you are meant to be with. There is the potential of meeting many, 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 many who feel like this feels. When you have an interaction with someone and they are a strong catalyst in connecting you to Source, there is often the feeling that this is the one that is meant to be. And what we want you to feel as a result of this conversation and what you've lived, is that it's the connection to source that you're reaching for, and it can come through many avenues. It comes through surfing. It comes through music. It comes through intellectual discussion. It comes through interaction with a particular person. But when you say, because law of attraction answered something that was active in your vibration and brings to you some person from whom you find a great deal of satisfaction, and then you say, and that is the one vortex through which my alignment relative to relationship must come, feel the limitation of that. Where if you say instead, this person was a catalyst to alignment with source through the venue of relationship, so I now know that what's possible in terms of alignment, now you're in a place where as you focus upon that, law of attraction will bring to you something that's a perfect vibrational match to that. We will not say to you that this person is not the one. We will not say to you that this person is the one, because it is your work to let life help you to define what you want. We can feel what is powerfully in your vibrational escrow is this specific person. And the frustration that you feel is that you have not felt anything that powerful with anyone else. And the fact that there are so many other things about it that take you into a place of not connection, it feels to you that you must compromise things that don't feel good in order to get things that feel really, really good. And our message to you is you don't have to make those compromises when you tune into who you really are and what you really want relative to all things. The law of attraction can extract from the breadth of the universe that surrounds you or from one individual things that are a vibrational match to you, but you can't let the things that aren't a match be active in your vibration without depriving yourself of what you really want. Did you hear that? We were giving it to you on really deep levels. What you extract from anyone has far more to do with your vibration now than it does even their upbringing. You see what we're getting at? You can reach around what anyone is living, and the universe can yield to you exactly what you are wanting without detracting from them what they are about. You just have to stop making each other be the only vortex through which your well-being flows. Really, the answer that we're wanting to give you is your work is to come into alignment with who you are and let the law of attraction bring to you and who you are everything you want through the path of least resistance. And when you leave the physical beingness out of it and you're not trying to work it out on a human face-to-face conversation thought level, but instead you're making it a vibrational match within you, it is amazing what begins to happen, the transformations that begin to happen. You can talk about the different religious backgrounds, and there is some departure from your religious background. You started very early, and this girl's religious background. But we are here to tell you that at the core of that which you are identical vibrations from source energy. You have identical non-physical energy at the core of that which you are. And as you understand that, and you focus only upon coming into alignment with your core, never mind what she's doing, only alignment with your core, never mind what she's doing, only alignment with your core, never mind what she's doing, only alignment with your core, never mind what she's doing, only alignment with your core, never mind what she's doing. Once you are in perfect alignment with your core, what's a vibrational match to the core of her will come to the surface and you will find harmony. It is our promise to you. We hear that. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.